In the headlines, the significant contributions of differently abled individuals to the global community are being celebrated throughout today. Tourism officials have described the awarding of world's leading honeymoon destination to St. Lucia as one which further affirms the beauty and appeal of the island. And St. Lucia will be represented by a two-member team in the upcoming Caribbean Boxing Championships in Trinidad from December 4th. Details coming up.
Store's home is now open in the South. We're at the Gablewoods Mall in Latuni. Bed and bath items, small and large appliances, furniture, electronics, and much more. Plus, higher purchase, free delivery island-wide. Don't forget to earn your points when you swipe your Massey card. Shop for all the essentials for your home at Massey Store's home in the South at Gablewoods Mall in Latuni.
Honey, I just looked at the insurance for the house and realized that you put the stated value to be less than half of what the realtor says it's worth?
Yeah, I did that on purpose to keep the premium down.
But you do realize that if anything happens, we could only build back half of the house, right?
Boy, don't insure half your home. Being underinsured is as bad as not being insured. Get a certified appraiser to assess your property and make sure you insure it at the correct rebuild value. Hon, what are you doing with a tape measure?
I'm checking to see where you're going to sleep in your half a house.
Magical Insurances. Fast, fair, and always there.
Your home is a reflection of who you are. And you can make it perfect with M&C Home Depot. Quality products at great prices. Everything you need, you're sure to find it. For the best service, you can count on us. Experience you can trust.
And now with the details of the news, I am Kiba Talium. The significant contributions of differently abled individuals to the global community are being celebrated throughout today. The annual observance of the International Day of Disabled Persons was first proclaimed in 1992 by the United Nations General Assembly. According to the website UN.org, the occasion was created with the aim to promote rights and well-being of persons with disabilities in all spheres of society and development, while increasing awareness of the situation of individuals with disabilities in every aspect of political, social, economic, and cultural life. This year, activities surrounding the day will be observed under the theme, Promoting the Participation of Persons with Disabilities and Their Leadership, Taking Action on the 2030 Development Agenda. U.S. Secretary General Antonio Guterres, in a statement issued to mark the occasion, emphasized the importance of inclusivity.
When we secure the rights of people with disabilities, we move closer to achieving the central promise of the 2030 Agenda, to leave no one behind. While we still have much to do, we have seen important progress in building an inclusive world for all. Almost all United Nations member states have ratified the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, and I urge those who have not yet done so to ratify it without delay. In June, I launched the United Nations Disability Inclusion Strategy to raise our standards and performance on disability inclusion across all areas of our work and around the world. And for the first time, the Security Council adopted its first ever resolution dedicated to the protection of persons with disabilities in armed conflict. We are determined to lead by example. On this International Day, I reaffirmed the commitment of the United Nations to work with people with disabilities to build a sustainable, inclusive and transformative future in which everyone, including women, men, girls and boys with disabilities, can realize their potential. Thank you.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. The Sir Arthur Lewis Community College has signed on to the 2016-2019 and 2019-2022 collective agreements following some amendments. President of the St. Lucia Teachers Union, Julian Monroe, said he is pleased with the outcome of the negotiation process. More on this report from Julita Peter.
The brief signing was held at the Sir Arthur Lewis Community College on November 26, 2019, involving the SALCC and its bargaining agencies, the St. Lucia Teachers Union, SLTU, and the Civil Service Association, CSA. The ceremony was also witnessed by representatives of the Labor Department and a government negotiating team. The SLTU president says they are pleased that some of the clauses that were negotiated in terms of salaries and lump sum payments have already been implemented. Meantime, the SLTU president called for the SALCC to have greater status on the negotiating table.
The St. Lucia Teachers Union in particular wants to put on record that while we understand the principle behind the government negotiating team, representing the Sir Arthur Lewis Community College, because there are financial implications for the state, we have the view that the Sir Arthur Lewis Community College, the Board of Governors, should have a more prominent role in the negotiations rather than just being observers. If the board has a more prominent role, we believe that it will make arriving at decisions on negotiations a lot easier. So that is in terms of our take in terms of moving forward. We look forward to working with the board for the implementation of the collective agreement. Having the document is one thing. Implementing the articles of the collective agreement is also very, very important.
Chairman of the SALCC Board of Governors, Mr. John Calixt, has welcomed a proposal by the SLTU president for the two parties to meet to discuss the rollout of the other articles of the collective agreement. Also addressing the audience was the CSA General Secretary, Mr. Claude Paul, who noted the cordial relations between the CSA and the SALCC. He said this relationship will be further cemented through some joint activities in the near future. This is said will augur well, not only for the CSA membership at the SALCC, but the entire CSA membership. From the Department of the Public Service Communications Unit, Julita Peter reporting.
Tourism officials have described the awarding of world's leading honeymoon destination to St. Lucia as one which further affirms the beauty and appeal of the island. The highly coveted title was bestowed for the 11th time on November 28th at the 26th annual gala ceremony of the World Travel Awards in Oman. Often described as a mark of prestige, the accolade is the most sought-after recognition of excellence across all sectors of the tourism industry and is presented annually. Communication officer for the St. Lucia Tourism Authority, Jereen Georges, commented on the journey to achieving the notable accolade, noting plans to celebrate.
St. Lucia won amidst a crowded group of renowned honeymoon hotspots from around the world, including Colombia, Jamaica, the USA, France, amongst others. As an island where the greatest love stories unfold, romance, weddings, and honeymoons continues to be a major niche market for the destination. To help celebrate the momentous win at the SLT, we have launched an interactive social media competition that will see one lucky person winning a 5-night stay for two at Sandals Grand St. Lucia Spa and Beach Resort. Interested persons simply need to watch the SLT's Instagram stories over the next 11 days and answer correctly 11 engaging questions about destination St. Lucia. The winner will be randomly selected on December 10th, and in order to qualify, one must follow at Travel St. Lucia.
Communication officer at the St. Lucia Tourism Authority, Jereen Georges. St. Lucia will be represented by a two-member team in the upcoming Caribbean Boxing Championships in Trinidad from December 4th. The two St. Lucian boxers are Nathan Ferrari, who was sent to London for preparation for the championships by the Ministry of Sport, and Dudley O'Shaughnessy of St. Lucian Roots, who campaigned in England. For more details, let's join Joseph Fritz Pereira.
When the championships were held in Guyana last year, St. Lucia came back with two medals, a gold and a silver. In the 69 kg, the defending champions came back, and also a silver in the 75 kg. This year, the two boxers, Ferrari, will be competing in the 64 kg was O'Shaughnessy will be boxing in the 6 and 9 kg. Ideally, if the two-man team could bring back two medals, it will be a successful story. Robert Joseph will also be participating. The Secretary of the Association is also a referee judge. He will be participating in Trinidad and Tobago. And the association has received support from the St. Lucia Olympic Committee and the National Lottery in order to make this trip possible.
That was Joseph Redsferra. Now to the regional news developments brought to you with the kind compliments of Tire Zone.
Getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195, and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
This is the Carib Update News Service, and I'm Wendy Chateau reporting. Dominica's Prime Minister accuses the opposition of seeking to disrupt Friday's general elections through violent action. This is the big story we are tracking this hour on Tuesday, December 3rd, 2019. Details of this story and more straight ahead. Now for the details and this extended report. Dominica's Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit has accused the opposition there of trying to disrupt Friday's general elections. This after reports of what is believed to be opposition supporters blocking roads and burning debris in the streets of Marigot, an opposition stronghold being contested by United Workers Party leader Lennox Linton. The street action Monday apparently took place after reports that bench warrants were issued by a local magistrate for Linton and former leader Edison James, both of whom did not initially show up in court on an outstanding matter that is a year old. James and Linton said afterwards that they were absent because they had no knowledge that the matter had been moved to Monday morning. The two eventually showed up with their lawyers, and the long outstanding case was subsequently put off until February. The development came on the same day video on social media emerged, which showed someone appearing to be the opposition leader's brother and some other man verbally abusing Dominica's Catholic bishop, accusing him and the church of enabling the Roosevelt Skerrit administration. The bishop had to be eventually escorted to his vehicle by security officials. On the weekend, police had detained a man believed to be an opposition supporter with a truckload of old tires. Security officials said they suspect were to be used in road blocking and setting fires. The man was subsequently released, with police saying that the investigations are continuing. But opposition leader Linton condemned the detention as harassment and warned of adverse reactions from his supporters. In a national radio and social media address Monday, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit announced that his ruling party had put off all activities for last night as a precaution against what he said was incitement by paid agents of the opposition.
As a mature and responsible political party, the Labour Party is concerned about the well-being of all Dominicans. We will not put a single individual in harm's way.
On Tuesday morning, a judge in Roseau is expected to rule on whether the court there has jurisdiction to hear a legal challenge to Friday's election brought in the name of a pressure group called Concerned Citizens Movement. Lawyers for the president and the Electoral Commission are contending that since the election writ by the president was issued, the election law which was available to the group was via election petition after the holding of the general elections. However, Kara Shillingford, the lawyer for the CCM, told the court that under the laws of Dominica, the group does have a constitutional right to approach the court. OECS Chairman Gaston Brown, the Prime Minister of Antigua and Barbuda, says while the opposition has a right to push their case, they should not seek to, in his words, burn the country to the ground. Suriname's president, Desi Bouterse, says he will seek re-election despite being convicted of murder for the execution of political opponents. Of course, with big bold letters, you will not be able to miss the name, Bouterse told a radio program when asked if he would appear on the list of candidates for the May 2020 elections. Bouterse, 74, returned on Sunday from a state visit to China and will appeal Friday's judgment, according to his lawyer, Ovin Kanhai. A three-judge court convicted Bouterse over the executions of 15 regime opponents in December 1982 when he was country's military ruler. A two-time coup leader, two-term president, and convicted drug trafficker, Bouterse has dominated Suriname's politics since taking power in the 1980 military coup. The so-called December killings, in which the regime rounded up and executed 13 civilians and two military officers, have long clouded Bouterse's rule. The president said he would address a meeting of his National Democratic Party on Friday, where a team of legal experts would explain the verdict to lawmakers. On the radio program hosted by the government spokesman, Bouterse thanked party supporters who turned out at the airport to greet him on his return from China on Sunday. He also snubbed calls from lawmakers for his resignation after being convicted Friday over the executions when he was the country's dictator in the 1980s. Bouterse's five-year term ends August 12. There is no constitutional impediment to an incumbent running for another term. At a press conference Sunday, Bouterse dismissed the conviction as a flip-flop political game. Vice President Ashwin Adin told a ruling party meeting on Friday that the president's murder conviction will never have legal force. He said that they have enough resources to act within the rule of law to challenge it. He did not rule out seeking a pardon for the president once all legal appeals had been exhausted. Bouterse has always denied involvement, saying the victims had been held for plotting a counter-coup with the help of the CIA and had been shot while trying to escape. This is Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service. In more news, Grenada's opposition says Prime Minister Keith Mitchell's legacy will be sullied by corruption following the expose from the recent Al Jazeera documentary on the sale of diplomatic passports. The Grenada government is yet to officially address some of the issues raised in the documentary, though Prime Minister Dr. Keith Mitchell told a regional news agency that his party had received no campaign financing from a failed investment project tied to its Citizenship by Investment program. Top spokesperson for Grenada's National Democratic Congress, Claudette Joseph, tells a press conference the recent expose is another sordid chapter of misgovernance under Prime Minister Mitchell.
It is no secret that Prime Minister Mitchell's long-lasting legacy will be that of corruption, which seems to follow him everywhere and bringing the country into disrepute. His legacy will also be one of being very efficient, of winning general elections, but dismal at good governance, responsible government, accountable and transparent government.
Joseph says NDC is demanding a full investigation. Trinidad's ruling People's National Movement is claiming victory in the local government elections on the basis of winning more seats than the United National Congress. Both parties won seven corporations, with the UNC capturing Sangre Grande, which was previously held by the PNM. In a statement Monday night, the PNM's public relations officer, Laurel Lazima, said that the PNM has won the Monday, 2nd December 2019 local government election. The statement issued by Lazima said the party fielded candidates in every single electoral district in Trinidad, securing 74 seats, while the UNC got 65. But UNC leader Kamla Prasad Bisesar said the opposition made good gains, which has sent a signal to the government. This has been another edition of Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service, the Caribbean's newsroom. I am Wendy Chateau.
Getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180.
What?
But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195, and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
To end the news, a recap of the headlines. The significant contributions of differently abled individuals to the global community are being celebrated throughout today. Tourism officials have described the awarding of world's leading honeymoon destination to St. Lucia as one which further affirms the beauty and appeal of the island. And St. Lucia will be represented by a two-member team in the upcoming Caribbean Boxing Championships in Trinidad from December 4th. This has been the Midday News Edition. I'm Kiba Talium. Good afternoon.